Okay, the digital life hack, it just got better. Because coming up after it, hear one of the most engaging calls from my weekend show. It's called The Kim Komando Show. Yeah, funny how that works. When a gross pornographic deepfake of Taylor Swift hit Elon Musk's X last week, it spread like wildfire. The only way it could be stopped, Elon Musk had to pull out the big guns. He had to make Taylor Swift unsearchable. For a few days, if you looked up Taylor Swift on X, no results showed up. The deepfake image of her that got over 47 million views has been taken down, but that image still remains out there somewhere. If this story is a sign of what's to come, you need to prepare yourself. Deepfake photos will become increasingly easier to make and share, and you totally need a game plan to tackle them if they should happen to you. First, be sure to take screenshots of everything. Collect the web address where it was seen. Then, head to the Internet Archive and archive the website where you found them. Also, send takedown notices to the sites where it was shared. Send requests to Google and Bing to de-index the images. Join 500,000 folks who get my free newsletter at getkim.com. Here's an outstanding call for my weekend show. You're going to love it. Of course, my weekend show is called The Kim Komando Show. I know, some things in tech really make sense. Rose in Phoenix, Arizona. Hi there, Rose.
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call. I really enjoy your show. This is a pleasure for me.
Well, thank you.
So I am looking for an app that will help me organize for an estate sale. There's a lot of items in the home. Some items are going to, you know, friends and family, and there's a few museums involved. And after all of that gets distributed, I want to be able to list everything that we have for an estate sale and then possibly an auction even. And so I've been trying to find something, and I just can't seem to find anything that meets all of my needs.
How many items are we talking about, Rose?
Oh, thousands.
Oh, my gosh.
Mostly figurines, artwork, quirky things, lots of antiques, lots of jewelry, all kinds of things.
Oh, wow. That's a big job.
It's a big job. I know. I have enlisted help. But I would like to have, you know, a photo of the item, maybe, you know, list the name of the item or the artist.
I see. Well, you want to put all the details in there, an estimated value, you know, things along that nature. I'm going to tell you about a few, and then I'm going to let you decide which one, after you look at it, which one you feel is the best one.
Okay.
Because you have so much stuff, right?
Right.
It's not like we're just going to put it inside of a Google Doc or spreadsheet or anything like that in order to get it done.
And then to add photos to it would be difficult too, I thought.
Well, yeah, and you need to, then you may have an appraisal that you want to attach to it, you know.
Oh, sure.
And so it goes on and on. I mean, I am the executor of my mother's estate. We don't have anything nearby, thousands and thousands. And I'm so glad that she didn't, because it's overwhelming, you know.
It is.
It's just.
It's daunting.
Yeah. But I don't have thousands. So my heart goes out to you. Okay.
Thank you.
So the big dog out here is a product called Sortly, S-O-R-T-L-Y.
Okay.
You can do photos and tags. You can categorize things, and it was made first for residential use, but it's kind of gotten into business. But with you having thousands, you fall into that. You're not looking at a home inventory program here.
No.
We actually use Sortly for all of the millions of dollars of studio equipment that we have here.
Oh, okay.
So, the folks that continually keep this updated, you know, we do have to pay a monthly fee, but you know, it's worth it because of everything that it allows you to do. Another one is called Asset Panda, and then the third one is called Home Manage. But I would first start with Sortly, and then look at Asset Panda, and then Home. Then I think it's not, Home Manage is what it's called.
Home Manage.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, there's another one, but it's called Zoho, but I don't think that's going to be it. I think you're really going to find that if you use Sortly, that might be it. It also allows you to tie into eBay, so you can see if there's what the current rate is on some of this stuff.
That's a nice feature.
Yeah,
and then, can you also go onto your desktop and use it that way too, and maybe print out a spreadsheet?
Oh,
of everything?
Totally. Yeah, it's in an app.
Okay.
You can use it on, you know, you can print it out. You can export things. You can have different levels of users. So if you're the admin, you want to be able to see every single thing, but maybe you don't want somebody coming in to just, you know, to see, they only need to see a certain section.
Sure.
So we're only going to have that category accessible to that particular person.
Great.
So, you know, so just, you know, it's a daunting task. It is.
Right.
I mean, wow.
Absolutely.
But if you have any Van Goghs, let me know.
Okay, I will.
I'll buy them for cheap. I'll buy them for cheap.
Sounds great.
Rose,
thank you so much.
If all of these don't work out for you, just give me a call back, email me back, and then we'll see what else we can find. But I think you might like that sort, Lee. And again, thank you for your call. Hey, big kudos to you for sticking around. Now, if your brain's buzzing with questions, let me know. Head over to commando.com and then click email Kim. You have to trust me. I read every single message like it's a new gadget manual. Well, I actually do it better than that. I never read a manual. Do they even have manuals anymore? Anyway, elevate your tech IQ with my free daily newsletter. Head over to getkim.com.
Okay, let's do some quick math. The less your business spends, the more money you keep. Pretty obvious, right? Except that with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, it's harder than ever to maintain good profit margins. That's why smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle, the number one cloud financial system. It brings your accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR all into one platform and one source of truth. Reduce IT costs instantly. NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no local servers or software to maintain. Plus, having a unified business management suite cuts the cost of having multiple systems and improves efficiency. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. Through April 15th, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program. Head to netsuite.com/Kim right now. netsuite.com/Kim. netsuite.com/Kim. That's netsuite.com/Kim.